in Washington. I'm Jack Spear. In what amounts to a rebuke of President Obama's limited fix for people losing their old health care coverage, nearly one out of five Democrats helped pass Republican legislation in the House today. NPR's David Wallner reports, in addition to allowing Americans to keep expiring insurance plans that don't comply with the Affordable Care Act, GOP bill also covers the purchase of new non-compliant plans.
Texas Republican Michael Burgess told House colleagues the GOP bill was not a fix-it for the Affordable Care Act.
It is a lifeline that we're extending to our constituents who have lost the coverage that they were told that they could keep.
But the measure would also let anyone buy health insurance that falls short of the new health care law's standards. California Democrat Henry Waxman deemed the bill sabotage.
It will destabilize the health insurance exchanges, raise premiums, and continue to allow insurers to discriminate on the basis of pre-existing conditions.
Still, 39 Democrats joined all but three of the voting Republicans to pass the bill. David Wallner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Environmental Protection Agency today proposed dialing back the amount of renewable fuel oil companies have to blend into gasoline. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports.
With the government's support, the amount of ethanol made from corn has been growing steadily. Now it makes up nearly 10% of gasoline supplies. Oil companies say if they blended in more ethanol, it would cause engine damage. The Environmental Protection Agency wants to reduce the renewable fuel standard for 2014, but it also wants people to start using higher ethanol fuels, so-called E15 and E85. That's because ethanol and other renewable fuels reduce the need to import oil, and they cut greenhouse gas pollution. Biofuel companies say the agency is bowing to industry pressure. They argue that more ethanol would lower prices at the pump. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. Navy helicopters from the aircraft carrier USS George Washington have been dropping food and water to some of the isolated communities in the Philippines that were hard hit by last week's devastating typhoon. But for many, aid is yet to arrive. Glenda De Pestamento is in charge of one relief center set up in a Philippine school.
We need to help some in any country. Water, especially food, first need medicine, and light clothes, because some of us only one cloth.
Disaster officials say the death toll as a result of the storm has risen above 3,600, but is expected to go higher. Financial services firm J.P. Morgan Chase waited until after the stock market had closed today to announce it's agreed to pay $4.5 billion to settle claims by investors who say they lost money in mortgage-backed securities with the bursting of the housing bubble. Deal separate from a tentative $13 billion settlement J.P. Morgan reached with the federal government. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 85 points, a new record high. The S&P 500 was up 7 points. You're listening to NPR. Authorities in California say human remains found this week in the Mojave Desert appear to be those of a San Diego couple that vanished with their two young sons more than 3 years ago. The San Bernardino Sheriff's Department confirming the bodies of 40-year-old Joseph McStay and his 43-year-old wife were found in shallow graves near the town of Victorville. Officials say the deaths appear to be a homicide until the four bodies were found in the barren scrubland. Authorities believe that two others are the couple's children but have not yet confirmed that. In a case that sparked comparisons to the Trayvon Martin case in Florida, a suburban Detroit man is now charged with the murder of an unarmed African-American woman who was allegedly fatally shot on the man's front porch. We have the latest from Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick.
Prosecutors are charging 54-year-old Theodore Wafer with three criminal counts, including second-degree murder and the shooting death of Renisha McBride. Wafer was not immediately arrested after the shooting, and civil rights groups suggest race was a factor. Wafer is white. He allegedly shot the 19-year-old McBride, an unarmed black woman, in front of his Dearborn Heights home in the early morning hours. Wafer told police he thought McBride was breaking in. But Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy says the evidence warrants a murder charge.
As a result of examining everything, we have made a determination that these are the appropriate charges and that he did not act in lawful self-defense.
Worthy says neither race nor public opinion played any role in the decision to charge Wafer. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Swick in Detroit.
General Electric says it intends to spin off part of its North American retail finance business next year. Multinational company announcing today the new as yet unnamed entity will trade as a separate publicly traded company. Moves an effort on the part of GE to prevent the company from being punished by investors for its reliance on financial instruments rather than manufacturing to make money. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR